So, I reached a decision today, and this is inspired by a couple people, and most of all just one person, but this inspiration is going to include an apology. And this apology is going to come now, and I'm going to explain to some of my friends that I've been friends with for a long time that you might not like what this is going to move into here soon. And I am empowering myself thanks to other people. Yes, there's other people. And I'm empowering myself and I'm going back to teaching people and empowering them and working with the faith in trying to help people instead of what other people are doing. I'm not trying to sell you a fucking self-published book. I'm not trying to sell you a tarot reading. And there's going to be people mad over this. Number one, I am not here to sell you anything. Despite myself being a salesperson in my career, I'm not here to sell you anything. You know what I'm here to help you with? I'm here to help you to the right path. A lot of you all have been on the wrong path because you've been listening not to history, not to what was going on with Satan, not what's going on in that direction. There'll still be people that are skeptical. I can't convince all you fuckers, okay? But there'll be plenty of people who understand what I'm saying. And I am back. And when I am back, I will be putting out what I used to put out. The same things you listened to in the past that brought you to me and brought your friendship to me. And I also am going to be more open to discussions with people. Now, why is all this important and why does it seem like I'm putting out a lot more content? I'm putting out more content in the days ahead. I cannot sit back anymore now that I'm free from the Celtic nothing witch, and I'm free and I'm moving on seeking my priestess. I'm moving forward in a good direction. Recently, I received advice. This advice included how I was not helping people. I need to help people, and that's what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be helping who? You. And there's going to be people that are going to hate. There always is. I have more charisma. This isn't ego speaking. This is truth speaking. I have more charisma than 90% of the people involved in the occult. I just am not good at doing YouTubes. There will be people helping me with that soon. I will be getting the message out there. And it's not for me. That's where I'm different than any of the fucks that are out there. I am not scared. I am not fearful. I am strong. I am empowered by the deity. However, people held me back. Those people that held me back will receive retribution because I need to lead my form with others that help me create it now of arcerism forward. Because guess what? All the rest of the occult is broken. Most of the occult, and those of you out there that may be listening, and some of you all that might have just came by, most of you all are really marching down the road to Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. Mostly Christianity and mostly Judaism. And you're practicing methodology that is not going to enhance your life. You ever wonder why you're a loser? I'll tell you why you're a loser. You're on the losing team. Now, if COVID hasn't taught you all that life is precious with all these people who have fell down around you, it's time for you to break free of the enslavement of Christianity, Judaism, Islam, and enhance your spirituality with Enki, Ninhursag, and Ningxeda. And if you don't know who them names are, you better listen to a few podcasts prior, because guess what? You will learn something. And that's what I want you to do. I don't want you to take my word for it. I'm not going to stand up here and be a snake oil salesman. I'm not the minister that's standing on the pulpit screaming out, "You're going to hell." Fuck it. I already been there. Don't care. Everyday life, hell. Anyway, what you need to know is that there's freedom. You can be anti-religion, which a lot of you are. I understand. You try to explain away that you don't want a pathway to God. You want a pathway to your own godhood. Get over it. You're not going anywhere. You haven't went anywhere by doing that path. You need a pathway to who? Ningxeda, Enki, Ninhursag. And when you read about these characters, and when you understand these... Wait, let me back up. That's disrespectful. Gods and goddesses. You will understand why they are important and why they've been so important to me. Fuck the rest of it. Realize this. You need to get on this path. And there's a reason behind it. Because the world is changing. People have died around us. The healing God is Ningxeda. The God of wisdom is Enki. And Ninhursag is Mother Earth. You could cry out and say, why haven't these people done anything? Why haven't you done anything for them? Why haven't you put your trust in them? Most of you all, 90% of you all in the occult even, have put your trust in a whole gaggle of demons, creatures, and a lot of other things that I can't even talk about. I could fill up hours and hours of trying to explain the most fucked up shit that you're doing. When, if you would just get over your stubbornness, just swallow your ego, and seek out those deities I spoke of, your life will change. Your life will change. You won't win the lottery. You won't be beating alcoholism. You'll be enhancing your faith. And that's what's important. Quit hiding. If you need something to belong to and you do not like telling people what you are, and I understand a lot of jobs, people will kick you out. They'll fire you. Well, how many more jabs are you going to take before you realize you need freedom? How much are you going to take? They want to take your free will. They want to take your job away because you won't get jabbed. How many people are you going to let take your faith away? When are you going to say, it's over, I'm done, no one takes my faith? Especially if you're walking the path of Ningxeda, who is Satan. Why are you letting people take things away from you? There's no public good in it. There's no, you're saving your family because of it. You're not saving your job. You need your freedom. But that freedom doesn't mean you need to wear it on your sleeve. You don't need to go out there and go, and, you know, dress in crazy outfits and I'm goth and whatever. It's fine if you're goth. Big deal. You don't need to have a million upside down crosses on your wall. You don't need to tattoo insane names all over your body. That's not faith. That's pretending. It's okay if you have symbols, okay, already tattooed to your body or you're getting them done or whatever the fuck you're doing, okay? But creating yourself as some kind of artboard is not moving yourself closer to the deity. Becoming some artwork, okay? Wearing a certain type of clothes doesn't make you. Because you're wearing a black shirt, you have more faith than me wearing a blue shirt? I doubt that. Number one, if you're acceptant of the dark idea, then you're acceptant of the ideas of Abraham. You're not acceptant. Because Ningishita, Enki, Nenhursag, they don't care about light or dark. They're not on a light or dark journey. They're on a journey that could include you. And by developing yourself onto that path, you will develop yourself a more succinct way of doing things in life. And those things will make you a better person. That's the thing, a better person. Now, you're not going to get rich. You're not going to find a pot of gold at the end of some Nenhursag's rainbow. But she is going to give you some insight to help you out. And by empowering yourself with her, you will empower yourself with the very person who controls Earth, Mother Earth, exactly. Now, Enki, god of magic. Ningishita, god of wisdom. Nenhursag, god of earth. All control the tree of life, the tree of wisdom. Those items, especially the tree of life, build the entire building block of us, the slave god Enlil, Abraham's god, the god of Abraham, has none of those things. So why does he have you? Why does he have the power? Why do you yield to people instead of being strong? You need to have that strength to say, I do not give a fuck. I am of this path. I am of the path of this God. God is a universal term. It's a neutral term. You could tell people, here's a good idea. If someone decides they want to check you on faith, nobody checks me on faith. I just say, I worship God. That's it. Just God. But if I know they understand who I worship, then I tell them. But if not, I don't start up this billboard on top of my head. Geez, I'm a Satanist. Be scared of me. All that really brings you is throw eggs at me. Thank you. And you know what? I'm going to say this. I don't say this very often, but hail Satan. And I say that because I usually say a hail Ningishita.